when you look at, the various industries and, how many jobs they've shed over the course of the recession. You know, government is one of the few places where there really haven't been any job losses over the course of the recession, and really no metropolitan area is specialized, so to speak, as much in government as the Washington metropolitan area is. So for that reason, I think, as opposed to a lot of other metropolitan areas that have really felt a body slam from this recession, it's just been a really glancing blow in this metropolitan area.
And when we talk about the metropolitan area, my understanding is that if you call the Washington area, the statistical metropolitan area, I think is the term that is used, it's about 5 million people, a little bit less, roughly. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's maybe even bigger than a lot of listeners might consider when they think about the metropolitan area. It stretches all the way from Frederick County, well north of D.C., down to Charles County on the Maryland side. And in Virginia, it stretches, all the way from Arlington and Alexandria out to, Warren County, Clark County in Virginia, down as far as Stafford County, and all the way up into West Virginia as well, into Jefferson County. So it's massive population-wise, and it's a massive area as well.
Well, I think you have three contiguous counties to the district itself, each with about 1 million people right there. So when you add it up, you're close to 5 million. And so looking at the economic conditions in the area, what is the outlook? I mean, it looks like government spending is at record levels. It looks like something that will probably continue for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, government spending, of course, the stimulus package is a good example of this. Government spending goes everywhere, and the point of government spending at this point is to help stimulate metropolitan economies across the nation. But all of the federal jobs and the contracting jobs that go along with making sure that money is spent wisely, those jobs accrue to the benefit of this region really more than any other. So I think like a lot of other metropolitan areas, I shouldn't say a lot, like a few other metropolitan areas that haven't lost so many jobs over the course of the recession, and these are largely in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. The job loss has been slight, and so that means that I think getting back to recovery will be more of a near-term phenomenon than it will be in metropolitan areas that have been really heavily affected by the housing downturn or as well the downturn in the auto industry affecting places like Detroit and Toledo and Cleveland and other Rust Belt metropolitan areas.
We're talking with Alan Berube. He's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, has done some research on the economy that is keeping unemployment rates pretty low in the Washington metropolitan area. And in the research, did you uncover anything that might be a risk to the economy of our area?
We did. I mean, one thing that differentiates the Washington metropolitan area from some of the other less affected metropolitan areas across the country is the state of its housing market. And typically the other better performing metropolitan areas, again, those in Texas and Arkansas, sort of Mississippi River Valley, home price increases over the first half of this decade were pretty modest. And so actually those metropolitan areas have seen a stability, in some cases modest increases in home prices over the past year or two. In this region, conversely, prices have gone down by more than the national average. We did have a bit of an overheated housing market in the first half of this decade. And now we have a pretty significant overhang of foreclosed, bank-owned homes in this region. We have about 6.5 of those per 1,000 properties, where the national average is about 3. So to the extent that declining home prices, an overhang of foreclosed properties put a crimp in consumption and how wealthy residents of this region feel, that could slow the recovery in this region more so than it seems to be in other metropolitan areas that don't have these sorts of housing market problems.
And what about the distribution of the wealth? Even though we have an average of 5.6% unemployment versus almost 9.6% nationwide, the wealth and the prosperity and the high rates of job holding is not really evenly distributed throughout all areas of the Washington metropolitan area, is it?
No, certainly not. I mean, this is, I think that comes with being a big region with 5 million people, is that within the metropolitan area there is a high degree of unevenness in housing market conditions, in labor market conditions. So last week we saw the Bureau of Labor Statistics report that the unemployment rate in D.C. Was in double digits because we have a lot of folks in the city who lack the education, the skills, the background to access a lot of the jobs that are being created in the region right now. On the outer reaches of the region, we have a lot of these overbuilt ex-urban communities where there's housing that never really got occupied. It's bank-owned right now. I think, putting a drag on job creation and wealth creation in those communities. So, even when we see the numbers turn around at an aggregate level for the Washington metropolitan area, I still think we need to be concerned about the unevenness that's going to exist in the recovery in Washington.